2NUR FM 103.7 on air, online and on your smartphone. Amanda McCreed with you. And this morning we've been talking about today being National Jukebox Day. But aside from that, it's also Anti-Obesity Day. And that's our topic of conversation with our exercise physiology guru, Mark Goswell. Good morning.
Good morning, and what a lovely introduction. But, I don't know about guru, but we'll see what we can come up with today.
Well, I'm wondering, how do you approach exercise programming for someone living with obesity?
So one of the biggest things that you want to sort of work through with anyone dealing with obesity is definitely around education. Now, the reason I say education is the most important thing is basically because if you're at a situation where you've managed to put on a higher level of weight, so you're sort of classed in that obesity level, the thing is it's about consistency. So it's about aligning expectations of not going, okay, well, whatever I'm going to do in the next month's going to make a huge difference. It's about how do we start to implement changes in life on a daily basis so that you can literally take the 1 to 2 years that would be necessary to be able to achieve a notable reduction in your weight, and more importantly, be able to keep that weight off and not go through these fad phases of, you know, dropping 20 kilos, putting on 20 kilos and just going through that cyclical pattern. So education is the most important thing.
Okay. Well, we often hear that exercise is medicine. What types of physical activity are most effective for people trying to reduce obesity-related health risks?
Yeah, one of the best things is obviously doing something that you can learn to enjoy. Because if you've obviously got to the point of being able to put on weight, we've not living the best life or making the best choices or the best options. So one of the most important things to understand is that it is 100% diet. And that's where people get this sort of confusion notion going, oh, you must exercise, you must exercise. Now, the benefits of exercise is that it can speed up the weight loss process because what we're able to do through exercise is increase the amount of calories that we burn through a regular day and on consistency. So what happens with that is, like, from a science perspective, it is quite simple. It's just calories in versus calories out, and you always want to be in a calorie deficit. So what we mean by that is if you're eating 2,000 calories a day, you want to be able to burn about 2,200 calories for that day. So being able to track how much you're eating and also how much you're expending the energy. And the big thing is just finding something you enjoy and being consistent at it. Now, there is a combination of cardiovascular conditioning, so walking, running, riding, swimming, boxing, anything that gets your heart rate elevated. But one of the most important things that people need to do if they're in that obesity level is to do resistance-based training, which I've discussed at nauseam over the last couple of years about the ways that you can do that. Because the main thing is once you get resistance training and start to develop muscle, we actually increase what's called our basal metabolic rate. And that what that is literally how much energy we burn through day-to-day on a basic level just with rest and just living, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm just wondering, because if people lose weight to, you know, obviously it's Anti-Obesity Day, we want to encourage that, but losing too much at once is not good.
Yeah, getting out of that boom and bust philosophy. So what I usually say to people is, yeah, let's just throw 20 kilos in. So say over 12 months you've put on 20 kilos because of life's just got in the way, stress, anxiety, poor eating choices, you just get into a rut. So if you've literally taken 12 months to put on 20 kilos, the first thing you need to do is sit back and go, right, well, I'm going to take 6 to 9 months to lose that 20 kilos. Problem with the fitness industry and the health industry is everyone wants everything yesterday. And you kind of go boom or bust for like 6 weeks and then turn around and go, oh, how come I haven't lost 10 kilos in 6 weeks? And it's about aligning expectations and realizing that, you know, once you start this journey or this process, that you've got to give yourself a minimum of 3 months before you actually start to feel and see physical changes. And that's the hard part. So maintaining motivation is always challenging, but that's where you set, you know, appropriate goals, you set structure, you set things in place. And that's where working with an exercise physiologist and someone who's a professional at this can sort of help you structure guidelines around that. Yeah, one of the biggest things is trying to just make little changes on a day-to-day basis and not these grand changes. One of the things that happens with people making grand changes is they just go on this, again, boom or bust philosophy and basically just collapse and, you know, it all fails after about 1 month. So, yeah, set yourself long-term goals, short-term goals. and make sure that you're sort of structured and setting towards those, but get a really good basis around it. And the main thing is really trying to find things that, one, fit into your daily lifestyle, and two, that you enjoy.
Well, thank you, Mark. As usual, it has been enlightening. And just before you go, what's your go-to jukebox song for National Jukebox Day? I'm putting you on the spot here.
Jukebox Day. Anything by Matchbox 20 is probably my favourite.
Yeah, okay. Good choice. Yeah. Good choice. Yeah, well,
one of my favourite bands, so probably go with any of their tunes or any of those songs.
Fantastic. Mark Goswell, thank you very much. We'll catch up with you next week.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is 2NURFM.